When a good Samaritan turns bad, it's 99.7 EJX. It becomes a setting the bar story, which is what?
It's an example of what not to do.
Sure. We're in the middle of the huge snowmageddon that just hit our area and a bunch of other cities and everything. And, you know, along the way, there are those stories of people helping people.
Which, that's great. It's, you know, you love hear when strangers help out strangers.
Right,
neighbors
exactly.
Helping out neighbors.
Exactly. This is a setting the bar story, though. So if you can manage to make it through the day without helping a guy who's stuck in the snow.
Oh, that's good news.
Then robbing him.
That's bad news.
Then you're doing okay.
Come on now. How are you going to help him first and then turn around and try to rob him?
Here's the thing. This dude in St. Louis got his car stuck in the snow. St. Louis got hit with the same snow system we did. And while trying to get into a parking garage just on Sunday. Now, this other guy in an SUV showed up. Helped him get out. But then, the same guy who helped him immediately robbed him.
Robbed him of what?
He demanded his keys.
Oh, okay. So methinks I am now looking into the motive behind helping him first. Like, ow, that looks
this
like
guy
a nice
has a better car
than
I do.
Steal. But if it's stuck, it's not going to do me any good if I try to steal it. So I got to unstick it first, and then I can steal it.
Right.
That's great.
Right. So the guy who got stuck parked his car in the garage, and then the guy who helped him kind of walked up and was like, hey, give me your keys. So the guy didn't want any smoke, so he gave up his keys, ran off, and called the cops. But it turned out that the guy who robbed him never actually took the car.
Okay, so attempted to rob him.
Yeah.
Well, took the keys, so
yeah.
He can't really drive the car now.
Yeah, don't really
car's
know.
Still there.
Don't really know if it was like the guy was like, oh, it's a manual transmission. I don't know how to drive a manual transmission. Or, oh, this doesn't get as good a gas mileage as I thought. Okay, never mind. Or whatever. So, anyways, the guy had a change of heart, but still robbed the dude of his keys. So,
wow.
Yeah. So, again, it's nice seeing the stories of people helping people. Maybe you did just the same thing. Maybe you helped someone out who got stuck in the snow and, you know, but you did not do what this dude did and then turn around and rob them.
Yeah, let's emulate the first part of the story, not the second part.
Yep, there you go. That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 EJX.